Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
That's what we are all about here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, magnificent being that she is
aww,
here with us.
Thanks.
Boy, are we lucky to have her. Rich McFadden, magnificent being that he is.
Oh.
We're happy to have him with us. And Ken Kessel, another magnificent being. We're all in our magnificence. How about the situation in Yemen? Yemen is a mess.
Yes.
UN envoy there says the nation is on the edge of a civil war.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any place where there's any peace and quiet on this planet?
Canada.
Any place?
Right.
Oh, Canada. All right, so I don't want to. We had enough. What, Kenny?
That was beautiful.
Thank you. No more ISIS. Yeah, what are we going to say about ISIS that's new? Anything?
Oh, I can.
What?
Oh, I've got a good one. First of all,
really?
Did you hear about the guy at Home Depot who had an ISIS tattoo?
No.
True story, is this a lie?
This is true. This is new. I
that's
swear. That's
Steffen.com.
Yeah. Is that where I saw it? I knew I saw it somewhere today, patrolling all of the sites that I look at. Yeah, so the story is at Doug7.com, and this guy who worked for Home Depot had an ISIS tattoo, and he got fired. Well, here's the thing. ISIS wasn't for ISIS. ISIS was for his girlfriend named ISIS.
Right.
Yeah. You know, don't do it in all caps. It just doesn't look right, sir.
So this is a name that came from a fabled Egyptian goddess, ISIS. Is that why the politicians in Washington refer to it as ISIL? Because they don't want there to be any confusion. I never heard this before.
Well,
and I just
ISIL
now
is the bigger name. That's actually the respectful name because they want it to be the state of Syria and Levant, which is the whole area.
The administration wants to treat
the
people with more respect?
I guess.
You got to be kidding me.
It drives me crazy.
Why would this guy get a tattoo on the inside of his lip? He's an idiot.
Yeah, sounds. All right, so I'm just checking out the stories at DougSteffen.com myself right now. I did see the farming story, and that I went right to like a magnet. But yeah, see this story at DougSteffen.com.
He was working at Home Depot as a tool demonstrator. He sure was.
He is a tool.
Okay, there's a move afoot, ladies and gentlemen, to kill daylight savings time. How many people be in favor of that? Raise your hand.
Yes. Me.
Oh, we got yes and no.
Why not, Rich? People die because of this change of time.
Whatever. Who cares? I like it to be light until 8 o'clock at
night. Yeah, you leave it like it is right now. That's
leave it.
You
it
just
is.
Don't switch it back and forth is the idea.
As long as it stays to the one.
Right where we are right now.
Leave it now.
But that's not the original one. The original one is where it gets dark at 5 o'clock at night.
What we're saying is we leave it where it is today.
Daylight savings time is an extra hour. Lawmakers in at least 10 states are proposing legislation that will challenge this headache that happens for most people a couple of times a year. I think Arizona and Hawaii, the only two states, don't have daylight savings time, right?
As it turns out, Indiana or Illinois or something.
Every time you have to spring forward or fall back again into the coffee shops, churches, everybody's complaining about it. All of a sudden it dawned on me it's kind of a hassle, says State Rep Dan Flynn in Texas, who proposed a bill that would place the entire state of Texas on central time year-round. So this goes back to 1966, all of this stuff.
Then what we'd be basically doing is changing the time. Because the real time is the one where it gets dark early.
Right. Yep. Where I am right now, it's actually 11 after 4 in the morning. Where Jennifer is, 11 after 4 in the morning. Where Kenny is, 11 after 4 in the morning. Where Richie is, it's 11 after 7. But yet his clock says 11 after 8.
Right.
My clock on the farm says 11 after 8.
So everybody wants to leave it here.
Yes.
I'd be down
where
with
it is.
Yeah.
You all right with that?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't mind dark early in the morning. I love late, a light late at night. One of my favorite songs to play on my guitar.
Because the Mexican government has paid the producers of the James Bond movie, which will come out at Christmas, $20 million for portraying Mexico in a positive light. It's worth $20 million because their image is tarnished. So 007 is coming to the rescue. MGM, the new movie, by the way, is called Spectre that they're working on. And so what they're doing, they're shooting in Mexico City right now, getting $14 to $20 million, depending on what the script basically indicates, is the situation in modern Mexico City. I suppose
the Sony memo that went out to the producers of the movie, is titled "Consideration for Cuts," and basically what they're doing is recutting some of the bad guys that they have in there.
They have a $300 million budget for this film. Can you imagine?
And that's why they're looking for
ways to cut the budget.
Ways to cut the budget.
Right.
Mexico also demanded that they cast a Mexican actress as a Bond girl, which was announced earlier this week. Her name is Stephanie Sigman. And so she's going to be, for $20 million, you can get your Bond girl and your bad guys to not be such bad guys.
So
they get $14 million just for kind of the rewrites that they did.
Yeah.
And then if they do some shots that show the more scenic parts of Mexico,
beautiful,
not the
seedy Mexico
parts, they get an extra $6 million.
Yeah, there you go. Who says you can't be had for a buck?
Is that hysterical?
Yeah, it's good.
But 100,000 people have been killed in Mexico since 2006.
Richie, it's not important. This is a movie. Make things look better.
That is so great.
Speaking of that, Harrison Ford in the news, plus a new position at the Secret Service. You'll be happy to know how your tax dollars are being spent there, boys and girls, in just a matter of moments. Still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing your hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8311 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia's Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Over the past few years, all-terrain vehicles have embedded themselves deeply into our culture. ATVs give us the freedom and ability to explore the outdoors like never before. And now there's one more reason for people to get out and enjoy the off-road experience. Bryce Wernsman with Polaris explains.
The single-seat sit-in Polaris Ace combines the size and handling of an ATV and the comfort of a side-by-side for a new off-road riding experience. The result is a more rider-centric design that's comfortable, capable, and inspires confidence on any terrain.
What are some of its features?
The Ace comes in two ProStar engine options offering either 32 or 45 horsepower. Its 48-inch width makes it trail capable and easy to transport as it fits in the back of most pickup trucks. Seasoned and novice riders alike will appreciate the overall vehicle performance, secure riding position, and overall ability to experience a trail like never before.
For more information, visit Polaris.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Harrison Ford's been associated with more money-making movies than anybody else who's in the movie business, and I've thought to myself several times, what would it have been like if Harrison Ford had played James Bond? He was, he doesn't have the accent.
Or the look.
Yeah, and maybe
he's a little more rugged.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Anyway, we all know about his recently crashing the plane here in Los Angeles, but he's now in the news because National Geographic Studios announced that Harrison Ford is going to narrate a documentary being released next month called Living in the Age of Airplanes. This will be, I can hardly wait for this. I love this kind of stuff. Giant screen film shot from the air over 18 countries gives a history of aviation. The film will premiere, Richie, April 8th at the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum in Washington.
Oh, cool.
And it'll be on IMAX. I want to see that film. The Secret Service has announced that they have hired somebody new to improve the performance of the department. There's going to be a new deputy director serving as the principal administrator to enhance and improve performance at the Secret Service. I'm wondering, when you look at this stuff, how is it that these people get away with spending more money to fix something that they ought to be able to fix internally? Why do they have to have a new position?
This the government, Dougie.
Right.
I know. Spend more money.
The problem, just that.
Hire somebody.
Yeah.
Right. Serve as the principal administrator, planning, directing all business and program. Who's doing that now? Who's doing it now? Is there nobody doing it now, and that's what they're addressing here, or what? What is the real reality?
I love it when somebody does something wrong, so they create a committee or another organization to be able to fix it.
The Supreme Court today begins hearing several issues. Let's see here. The first case will be Walker versus Sons of Confederate Veterans. Case that looks at the constitutionality of using the Confederate flag on license plates. Case comes out of Texas, where drivers have the opportunity to buy and use specialty plates. Decision to allow any specific specialty plate is made by the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles. The board may propose plates, also entertains applications for different kinds of plates. And the Sons of Confederate Veterans, nonprofit group comprised of the male descendants of ex-Confederate soldiers, wants to encourage the preservation of history with these license plates. Give me a break. And it's gotten this far because it's been pushed aside. They pushed it to the Supreme Court. And we'll figure out whether we can have Confederate license plates. 21 after the hour. We'll be right back.
freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Modest respite from discussing some of the issues of the day. This is the music portion of the hour. And for fun, we go back to 1983 with the top five songs from this week in 83, starting with number five. And it's the... But who's the lead singer?
Chrissy Hynde.
Chrissy Hynde, that's it, right. Back on the Chain Gang is number five. Go ahead, Richie Stranger. It's a good pop music song.
Famous sound of that Rick Moffitt.
Back on the Chain Gang. I'd rather listen to this song than the song that was number four from this week in 1980.
I'm with you, brother.
Okay, make quick work of that one.
Hey, but you know what? The guy's got his place. He's a genius.
Hey, he's done a very nice job for himself.
Genius.
But he and Phil Collins are both in the same book as far as I'm concerned.
Boring. This is
Lionel Richie was back in the Commodores, everybody admits you'll tap your foot to his solo stuff, but when he was with the Commodores, he was the bomb, baby.
Yeah. All right, the top three songs, though, are cool. Really good pop songs, starting with number three, Duran Duran. Am I right, Dan? Four, or was it five top ten hits, Kenny? Do you remember?
At least five.
At least five, yeah. Yeah, a good English band. They still touring? Are they still around?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Still around. Yeah. All right, Richie, you want to crank this up for a moment? Hungry Like the Wolf, number three. I think I first became aware of Duran Duran when they did the theme of the James Bond movie. That was, for some reason, that's the first.
They were slow to the boat on that one. Then that was.
That was recently, wasn't it?
Oh no, I was slow on Duran Duran. Yeah, I admit to that. Yep. Wasn't slow on Culture Club though. Number two. I've always found this guy fascinating.
He probably likes you too, doesn't he?
Yeah, I've always found him kind of scary.
Yeah. I told you, look, I met him And I went to Uri and Megan and I, and Uri's wife went to a performance of it was the show that sort of depicted Boy George's life. It was playing in London. And then Uri was friends with him, so we met him downstairs. This guy is the weirdest dude you have. You can't imagine how weird this guy is.
I've seen enough.
Oh, my God.
From far away.
But you know what? He has what it takes to get make a hit record, as he proved any number of times.
He did. How many hit records, I mean, did he really have?
Well,
I count
four.
Two songs that I think
four.
Of. This one
I think it's four
and
five
Karma Chameleon.
I'll Tumble For You.
Oh, I'll Tumble For You. Good one. Okay.
Okay, see? There you go. Always when it comes to this, I always trust Kenny implicitly. Number one this week in 1983. I think if I hear this one more time on K-Earth, I'm going to stop listening to K-Earth. They've tightened up the playlist there. This is K-Earth is the supposed rock and roll classic hit station. They've stopped playing all the 60s music, playing just 70s and 80s music, and they've tightened up the playlist. I think they have 300 songs, maybe 350, and you hear the same ones over and over and over and over and over again. And this, I tell you, if it isn't for Charlie Tune, is the only reason I listen to that station anymore, Jennifer, because it's just so repetitive. And this song, the reason it makes me think of it is because this song is on every time I push the button. This song seems to be on. But, you know, it still is a bona fide pop hit.
You still have an oldie station in your city.
I know, you don't even have one where you are in Washington.
When did the 80s become oldies? When did I become oldies?
Yeah, exactly. Well, but this is 30 years ago, Jennifer.
I know.
We had a classic rock station here in D.C., but they won't play Michael Jackson.
No.
It's rock, so there are no oldie stations.
Back to number five. Pretenders were number five. Back in the Chain Gang, number four. Lionel Richie, You Are. Duran Duran, Hungry Like a Wolf, number three. Culture Club, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? And Michael Jackson beat it. Number one during this week in 1983. For your listening and dancing pleasure, this is Good Day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Here 33 at the hour, 27 before the new hour on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn has graced us with her presence. Thank heavens for that.
Cute.
Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler with me. Doug Aruni looking at what's going on. You'll be happy to know that gas stations and convenience stores are making room for more adult beverage dispensers. Draft beer taps. Sure. Where you, as a customer, can go in and have a 64-ounce...
it's a grumbler.
What is it?
It's called a grumbler.
A growler.
A growler, yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. Grumbler, yeah. Growler, same thing.
A growler.
So what is it? How would you describe it? Why do they call them growlers?
A growler is like a jug.
Yeah, mini keg. I think that's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a glass jug. Jen's got a couple.
All right, about 35 states allow retailers to sell these half-gallon glass jugs.
See?
This is Florida, Iowa, Missouri, now considering laws to allow the practice. Some of the brewers, though, are...
But here's the deal with a growler. So I live less than a mile from Dogfish Head, one of the restaurants there. Yeah. And people will walk in, fill their growler out, take a... Growler is not something you drink on premises. Hmm. So it's no different than...
Bring it in your car while you're driving home.
You're not gonna, right. No, it's no different than walking in and buying a six-pack.
Really?
You go in, you buy the beer to take away, and you go somewhere. Whether you take a six-pack of bottles and take it out to your car and drink it, or you drive it home, it's no different.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is something...
You know what it says?
What does it say?
It says that the craft brewing.
Local brewers there.
Yeah, it's huge now.
Craft brewing is so huge that they're going to start selling it in convenience stores on tap.
Sunoco is going to sell it.
Sure.
They have the first craft beer exchange back in Buffalo in 2011. I have 65 convenience stores in New York and South Carolina. 6 to 12 beers on tap, ranging from $8 to $20 a half a gallon.
It's nonstop. We have
it's cheaper to buy beer than it is to buy gasoline.
Yeah, that's for sure.
We have a place across the street from here, from the network. It's called World of Beer.
Yeah.
There are almost 500 beers on tap there.
My heavens.
I mean, you can't go. I went over to a stop by my neighbor's yesterday. And he's like, here, I got something for you to try. And it's just, I'd never heard of the beer, never seen it, and it was delicious.
Really?
Delicious.
I want to say hi to Sherry, who's listening to us in Honolulu.
Hi,
Eric
Sherry.
In Pennsylvania.
Hi, Sherry.
Mark in Florida.
Hi, Mark.
Let's see here. Dennis in Texas.
Hi, Dennis.
Terry's in California.
Hi, Terry.
Paige is in Arizona.
Hi, Paige.
Hey, how do you do? How do you do? How do you? Welcome to the Good Day program. Hannibal Buress, remember him?
Hi, Hannibal.
Hannibal.
Do you remember, is that how you pronounce the name of the comedian? Is it Buress or Burris?
Burris.
I think it's Burris.
Burris.
It's Burris.
He was the one who outed, well, I don't know what he outed. He's the one that started the Cosby thing, though, last
sure
year.
Sure did.
He told Jimmy Kimmel that he's been getting death threats.
Why?
He says they get a lot of messages from people about
Cosby.
Cosby
the
fans.
The weirdest thing about getting a death threat from a male bodybuilder stripper on Facebook is when you click on his profile and see that you have one mutual friend, then having to hit your friend up and say, hey, man, can you tell your buddy to stop saying that and he's going to murder me? What is that? I don't know what bodybuilders are.
These are the voicemails. You know, I'm going to poison your jello.
You see.
You see.
That was actually pretty good, right?
I amused myself.
The Charlottesville Police Department in Virginia releasing the results of an investigation into an alleged sexual assault at the University of Virginia reported in Rolling Stone magazine last year.
Yeah, last November.
Statement on its website suggests the department is holding a news conference today. Information that adds to not only what the Rolling Stone piece says, but there's a story in the Washington Post over the weekend. They found discrepancies in the story, and that's why the investigation and the continuing focus on this. This does not take away from the serious problem that we have on our college campuses, the number of rapes and the sort of travesty being aimed at young women by fraternities
going on.
But the ones that are made up, you can't tolerate that. Go ahead, Richard.
Right. These are the two serious problems, is the number of rapes upon women on college campus and sexual abuse.
Yep.
And the number of men who can just be accused of sexual assault and without any evidence whatsoever are thrown to the wolves. And, you know, this one, it's kind of back and forth. I mean, the woman asked Rolling Stone not to question the perpetrator, so they didn't, so they never got that other side of the story.
I remember that, all that whole thing.
Plus, a friend of the witness, or a friend of the victim, said that the story that he told her, or she told him, was different than what he read in Rolling Stone. Mm. So it was just, you know, who knows whether it happened or not.
All right, so then let's go one step further with this. This is the story of former NFL star Darren Sharper, expected to serve a couple more years behind bars after reaching a plea agreement that could resolve all of the 9 rape charges against him, not only here in L.A., but in Las Vegas, New Orleans, Arizona, where he's expected to enter a guilty plea. In exchange for this plea, he'll get a multi-year prison sentence, which sort of is a far cry from his turn as a player, pretty popular, but he became a serial rapist. after he won a Super Bowl with the New Orleans Saints in 2010, went all over the place, and so he's getting what he's... This is the kind of stuff that we just can't tolerate. There is no...
A serial rapist.
Where you know that the studies show that the criminals that can be... that you can actually, you know, try to fix, and that you can... What is the word I'm looking for? Rehabilitate.
Yeah.
You can't with sexual offenders and predators. It's very difficult to rehabilitate someone.
You know why? Because he's going to be going to similar hearings in Las Vegas and in New Orleans.
They figure they'll deal with it.
So they get theirs done, then Las Vegas gets theirs done, then New Orleans, the guy spends the rest of his life in jail. It doesn't matter.
Well, I know. What does he have to rape people for anyway?
You can't tell me that he doesn't have a lot of women.
Good-looking guy. Professional athlete, lots of money.
Yeah. It's something... It's a control thing
at that point. Then he just wants that feeling of being in control of somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. President Obama says he told Mr. Netanyahu that all of the stuff that he did before the election hurt the peace process, that is coming here and yakking with everybody except the president. I don't like that. Anybody buying that?
You know what? Those two annoy me.
Yeah. Okay, let's keep going. Here's somebody that doesn't annoy anybody. The Pope. Calling on members of the mafia to stop the violence and stop organizations that exploit and corrupt young people, that exploit the poor and the weak with cynical drug trafficking and other crimes.
Interesting that the Pope gets involved with this because when you think about the mob or you think about organized crime, you think about Italians who are very Catholic, or you think about the Mexican mafia, also very Catholic.
So when the Pope calls your name, what do you do? When he calls you out, what do you do?
And that's that's always the interesting phenomena, is to see these people that go out on Friday and Saturday nights and shoot them up and do all these bad things, that they're in church on Sunday morning.
On Sunday.
Wouldn't it be fascinating if he started by name, by saying...
The list.
Don Corleone.
Sammy the Bull.
Sammy the Bull. I interrupt the
security.
Yeah.
Who's going to off the Pope?
Who's going to off the Pope? I think so. He's going before the hour.
Wouldn't be the first time.
I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
What, do you think you're talking about the mob knocking off of religious icons?
Oh, hey, listen.
Popes have been knocked off for centuries.
Well, back in the 1500s, sure. But I mean,
they were knocked off by members of the family or other cardinals who wanted to become the Pope, right? Not by the mob.
The mob's relatively new.
And everybody at
the
Vatican
mob
now.
Hit for you.
Yeah, everybody at the Vatican now has a cell phone with YouTube capabilities. I mean, come on now. Yeah.
You're going to get a Jewish hitman to do it? What good Catholic hitman? Is that an oxymoron? Good Catholic hitman.
There are a lot of them.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious
largest problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Most remember retired U.S. Army Colonel Glenn Frazier was featured in Ken Burns' film The War. But if you remember, he was only 16 when he joined the Army.
I thought my family was dumb. I thought my girlfriend was dumb. And I'm riding the Harley Davidson, and I thought, shoot, man, I'm top of the class. I'm doing fine. Little did I know, in 5 years when I came back, all of them were smarter than I was.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Glenn Frazier, visit AmericanVeteranCenter.org.
Know how!
Buying regular oil is like buying one-ply toilet paper. It gets the job done, but things can run a little rough. Luckily, Napa's got Mobil 1 Synthetic for just $5.99 a quart. At $5.99 for a quart of Mobil 1, you should save just enough change to spring for the good stuff. Two-ply. Oh, yeah. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, offer expires 3/31/15.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is a proud production supporter of Ken Burns Presents Cancer, the Emperor of All Maladies, a film by Barack Goodman, a vivid account of how far we've come in the fight against cancer. Dr. Luis De Janeiro, President and CEO of LLS, the world's largest voluntary health organization dedicated to blood cancer cures.
We're especially gratified that this documentary showcases treatment advances pioneered by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, such as groundbreaking work in targeted therapies for certain forms of leukemia. Each day, new treatments are extending patients' lives, not by days or weeks, but by decades, with survival rates doubling, tripling, and even quadrupling for some patients since the early 1960s. We can't prevent or screen for most blood cancers, so until there is a cure, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society will continue to fund promising research from bench to bedside.
The film airs on PBS stations nationwide from March 30th through April 1st. To learn more, visit lls.org.
13 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with a visit from Dr. Bruce Shanahoff. His website is 818newback.com. I've been trying to get to see you, back to see you for 2 weeks, and I haven't gotten there yet, but I'll be working on it because I want to have you stretch me out a little bit more. What happens with Bruce when he's here is we stretch out in your mind what the truth is, separating the truth from fiction, at least from Bruce's point of view. So what's between the lines today?
Well, good morning, Doug. You know, last week the media was buzzing with news about Amgen's new experimental biologic drug called Evolocumab and how it lowered heart attack and stroke risk by 50%. And, you know, that's a pretty exciting statement, but I think we should dissect what it really means. And Evolocumab is a cholesterol-lowering drug. It's given in conjunction with the regular statin regime. Now, in the study, those taking only the statins had a 2% chance of a heart attack or stroke during the study. Those taking Evolocumab had a 1% chance. So whereas they said, you know, it's a 50% reduction in the risk, the way I look at it, it's a 1% reduction in the risk.
Isn't that amazing? You twist stuff around like that. My God.
Yeah, you know, it's the same as saying to the patient, without the Evolocumab, you have a 98% chance of not having a heart attack or a stroke. But with it, you have a 99% chance. So, you know, that to me seems weak enough on its own. But the side effects include neurocognitive disorders. That means that your brain may not be working quite normally as a result of taking this. And that happened also in 1% of the people taking the drug. And it makes sense because if you lower cholesterol too much, your brain is a big pile of cholesterol inside your skull. The cholesterol is an insulation on the nerve fibers. So how low is low enough when it comes to cholesterol lowering? But, you know, let's get on to cost, too, because that's an important factor. These biologic drugs tend to be very expensive. They cost as much as $50,000 a year per patient. And a doctor who would, you know, be prescribing these to high-risk patients would have to prescribe it to 100 patients to theoretically save one life. But with 70 million patients with that kind of high cholesterol in the United States, if it were to only cost $10,000 per year per patient, the bill for evolocumab could be $70 billion a year, or about one-third of the cost of all health care in the United States currently. So, bottom line, it might be time to buy Amgen stock, but probably not to buy the evolocumab.
Man, I'm telling you, if anybody listening carefully to that, they're going to want to pull their covers over their head again and go back to sleep.
It's the same old song and dance.
It really is. Well, the drug companies, we know how influential the drug companies are in policy, politics, all of that stuff. Dr. Bruce Shanahan with Food for Thought Between the Lines. His website is 818newback.com. Thanks for the info, Dr. Bruce. It's Dr. Doug on Good Day.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Doug's having a good day. Doug is out taking care of little Charlotte. It's time for her to eat. And meanwhile, we get to chat with Tommy the K from MoneyPit.com. He and Leslie Segretti answer all your home improvement problems every single weekend. And you know what? We have him here every single week, and he's going to get to answer a couple of yours coming up here in 60 seconds. Hang in there.
Now, Team Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to increase your smarts and predict the future? Well, this trick may not turn you into a Nostradamus, but it could happen. Here's the science of it. You've heard the saying, you are what you eat. Well, you are what you read, too. For instance, it's a widely known fact that reading romance novels improves your love life. But what's also known about those who read science fiction is that it makes you smarter. All booksellers agree that science fiction readers tend to be better educated. And if you catch yourself thinking and reading about the future, you might just find yourself better able to predict it. What's the chief psychological
psychological trick. Reading science fiction is akin to studying rocket science. Your smarts will achieve, get this now, your smarts will achieve greater liftoff. Got a question? Contact me at drbub.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
All right, Tom, every week you answer some great questions for us here, and I've got one that actually, and Justin wrote in, and I actually have the same issue.
Okay.
He says, my composite deck boards were not spaced properly, and they all butt together, get it, Jim, leaving no room for drainage, so the water and the dirt build up, and the boards were nailed, and I broke one attempting to take it out. What should I do?
Okay, so when you put in composite decking, or really any kind of decking, but the composite decking manufacturers usually have a spacing tool, which apparently your team did not follow. And the reason that the boards are spaced is so they can drain properly. But now that we're in this situation, I'm going to give you a fix for this, Justin. And that is, what you can do is you can take a circular saw and you can set the depth of the blade to be just slightly deeper than the thickness of that composite board and basically run it right down the space where the deck's boards butt together. And the kerf, which is the width of that saw blade, will basically leave a slot there that will assist with drainage. And this way you could have some drainage in that on that deck without having to pull the boards up, because that would be a disaster.
And since it's composite, you're not taking care, you're not taking off the edges.
Right.
It'll still have a clean edge.
Exactly. Yeah, good sharp blade. Run it through there. You want to be careful to make sure you do it straight. You know, you could put a fence up next to it and just cut against that. But that'll take care of it.
All right, Jennifer, what's the next question?
All right, Jeff is writing to you, Tom. He said, my porcelain white bathroom tub has chipped. Hate when that happens. I tried to apply paint to the affected area, but it rusted beneath. Is there a way to fix it?
Yeah, you can't use any kind of paint when you're trying to fix porcelain. There's actually a product called PorsaFix, which you can easily find if you
Google it. Can you use it on your teeth?
I don't think it works for your teeth, but you're welcome to try. We'd like to watch that, see how that works out. But the PorsaFix product will work because it's the adhesion that really counts here. It's got to be dry. If there's any rust underneath, you've got to clean that first. And if you use the right product, and it takes a long time for this stuff to dry, so you may have to go without a tub for a day or two. But it will last. But just a little bit goes a long way.
If you paint a porcelain tub, will it last?
Never works out well.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's a bunch of products out to do that, and I've even seen professionals do this, but I have yet to see a really good job. It lasted anywhere near as long.
So if you want to change the color of your tub, basically you got to change the tub.
Yeah, or you could use a tub liner. You know, there are companies out there that build these tub liners, but they take up some space.
All right, Ken, RJ writes.
RJ writes, do you have any recommendations as to what type of attic stairs to replace the rickety wooden stairs that I currently have?
I actually just redid this project in my house, RJ, and I put in a product called the Rainbow Stairs. It's rainbowatticstairs.com. And the way this works is it's a metal attic stair that unfolds, kind of like an accordion. And so it sits up inside the attic and unfolds and comes down. And what I really like about it is that the frame that holds this is metal, so there's no flexing. And the attic door that sort of closes it is insulated. And when it seals, it kind of snaps shut like a refrigerator drawer door does. There is no energy loss whatsoever.
Yeah, plus the fact, I weigh 235 pounds, Tom.
Right, and the stairs are rated for 225, right?
That's exactly right. So every time I get on these things, I'm like, is this the time I go down?
The day.
All right. Thank you, Tommy. It's MoneyPit.com. Tom K. here on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. America.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.